by the lady who brings the meal. Oh, I want to be a dog. I want to chew on the floor. Get cats on the heads, chase cats, get it. Chew your shoes and bark at the door. Oh, I want to be a dog. I want a big wet nose. I want to run in the street, get mud on my feet, and jump all over your clothes. Oh, I want to have dog breath. I want to learn to growl. Scratch, sneeze, and kick. Run after stick. I want the moon to make me howl. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, I want to be a dog. I want to sleep on the ground. I just wanna be a hound. Being human these days, it's getting too crazy. I just wanna be a hound. Ow, ow, ow!
Good job, everyone. Good job. You know, I learned that song from Peter Alsop, who learned it from Barry Lewis Polisar, who wrote it, and Peter wrote the last verse. And I sang that because, well, about 10 years ago, my husband and I noticed that a dog was living in our yard, a stray dog. And I could tell that the dog was starving, and so I couldn't let a feral creature starve in my yard, so we started feeding the dog. I had always hated dogs, and it was a very ugly dog. But it was strange, you know, once you start feeding a dog. It took us a year and a half before we could touch the dog. And strangely, that ugly dog had transformed into the most beautiful dog I had ever seen. And so I want to tell you this story in honor of my dog, Snuffy. Now, I want to remember, I learned this story when I heard Sam Hinton sing it. I don't know, does anybody know Sam Hinton? He just died this spring, a wonderful storyteller and microbiologist in San Diego. And he learned it from Guy Carawan, and he learned it from Mrs. Janie Hunter of John's Island. Wait just a second. John's Island, South Carolina. Okay, and it goes like this. This is a story about three dogs. And you could show how many dogs there were if you want to, because it's really good for your brain. There were three of them. Now, these were no ordinary dogs. These were three magic dogs. And the first dog's name was Bonnie McCabe. And I do it that way because that was the only way you could get the magic to work. And the second dog's name was Doodly-Doo. And if you said his name that way, the magic would work. And the third dog, they called him Sue Boy. And the magic would work if you said his name that way. Now, those three dogs lived with a little girl named Mary and her twin brother Jack and their mother in a tiny house on the edge of the deep, dark forest. And there was one thing their mother never wanted those children to do, and that was to go into that forest. So I know you have no trouble imagining what they spent all their time scheming for and planning for. Somehow, someday, Mama was going to let them get into that forest. And on a certain day, Jack came running up to Mary. He said, Mary, Mary, today's the day. Mama's going to let us go into the deep, dark forest. Follow me. And so they ran into the house, and they ran up to their mama, and they said, Mama, can we go play in the deep, dark forest today? And their mother said, what? You children are never allowed to go into that forest, and you know it. But Jack said, Mama, don't you worry, because today I got something that's going to make us safe in that forest. I've got me right here in my pocket 3 grains of magic corn, and you could show how many grains there were if you want to. Yep, there were 3 of them. And Mama, you know, when you got you that magic corn, if anything bad was going to happen, all you have to do is just throw that down. Then something good's going to happen. Everything will be all right. Yes, children, but what if you get in trouble 4 times? You only got your 3 grains of corn. What are you going to do then? What is it about mothers? They always think of that thing you didn't think of. But Mary was a very wise child. She turned to her mother and said, Mama, don't you worry. We'll just use some more magic if that should happen. Now, Mama, please, ma'am, you just look at that glass of milk sitting over there on the sideboard. If that glass of milk should turn to blood, then you know we're in trouble. Why, then, you just let the dogs loose. You let loose Barney McCabe and Doodly Doo and Sue Boy. They'll come and get us out of trouble, and everything will be all right. All right. This one time, you children can go out and play in the woods, but you be home before sundown. Oh, Mama, we will. And so they packed their lunches, they ran out into the woods, and they played all day. They had so much fun. They picked wild blackberries on the bushes, and they picked flowers to take home to their Mama. But you know, that Mary, she was watching out. She noticed. You know what, Jack? Sun's getting low. We better head on home. You're right, Mary. We promised Mama. See, they were good children. So they started walking back home, and that's when they heard it. Oh, oh, oh! The wolves were out. Oh, no, we better hurry. You're right. Let's get going. They were walking faster and faster, and pretty soon they realized they should have been almost home, but they didn't recognize a tree or a bush. They were not close to home. They were lost. Deep, dark woods with night coming on fast, and the wolves were out. There was more than one. Oh, no, let's hurry. They were going fast as they could, but they realized, we don't know we're lost. We don't know which way to go. We gotta find shelter. Now, they were country children. They did not panic. They looked up into the sky. And sure enough, they saw it. Why, there was some smoke heading up in the air. They knew that meant there was a house nearby. So they ran toward that house. And there was a clearing. And in the middle of that clearing was a strange, bent, twisty old house. And they went right up to that house, and they knocked on the door. They should not have knocked on that door. Do you want to know who lived in that house? It wasn't a witch. It wasn't a werewolf. It was the hairy man! They had come to the hairy man's house! And when the hairy man looked out that peephole in his front door and he saw those 2 fat, juicy children on his front porch, he said, and then he used his magic. He turned himself into a sweet-looking old lady, and he opened the door. Why, hello, children. You look tired and hungry. You just come right on in and take a nap in Granny's feather bed, and I'll make you some supper. Oh, Jack and Mary were so relieved. Oh, thank you, ma'am. Oh, thank you kindly, ma'am. And they were walking upstairs to take their nap, and Mary, she was a very polite child. She wanted to say thank you just one more time to that sweet old lady. And she didn't scream out loud. She screamed inside. She saw a big hairy hand sticking out of that sweet old lady's dress. Oh, Jack, we're in big trouble. What do you mean? Wait, we get upstairs. I'll tell. They got up there. They laid down in that feather bed. But do you think they slept a wink? No, they were too scared. And downstairs, you know that hairy man was not fixing supper. He pulled out his knife, and he was sharpening it on a sharpening stone. And as he sharpened that knife, he sang a magic song to it. And Jack and Mary were up there just trembling in their beds. But then they noticed there was a little pile of pumpkins over there in the corner. And that gave him an idea. Jack said, "Oh, my goodness. Why, Mary, I forgot I got those magic grains of corn right here in my pocket." Why, they jumped out of bed. They took those pumpkins. They put two rows of pumpkins in the bed. They covered them up over there with a blanket, and they ran to the window. It was too far to jump, but they opened the window, and Jack just threw down one of those grains of magic corn. And as soon as he did, it grew up into a tall ladder. And Jack and Mary climbed down that ladder, and they started running away as fast as they could go from that house. It wasn't a moment too soon, because just then, that hairy man walked into the room. Why, in one hand, he held that knife, and in the other hand, he held a meat tray. He put that meat tray down, he held that knife up high, and he just pulled those covers back. Ha! Ah! He was so angry when he saw those pumpkins. He ran to the window. He could see Jack and Mary streaking off through the forest. "I'll get ya!" He ran downstairs, and he started to chase Jack and Mary through the woods. Now, they were running along, thinking they were free. But then Mary turned to Jack and said, "Jack, do you hear someone running along behind us?" "You know, Mary, I think I do. Look back and see who it is." "No, you look back. No, you look back." "Wah! It's the hairy man. Run faster." They ran as fast as they could, but that hairy man had those long hairy legs, and he was catching up to them. And finally Mary said, "Jack, you better throw down another grain of that magic corn." "You're right, Mary, I will." Boom! He threw down that grain of magic corn, and it grew up into a tall pine tree. And Jack and Mary climbed higher, higher, up to the top of that pine tree, up where the hairy man couldn't reach him. But when the hairy man got to the bottom of that tree, he said, "I'll still get you." He used his magic. He turned that knife into an axe, and he started to chop down the tree. "A chip on the old block, a chip on the new block, a chip on the old block, a chip on the new." And every time he chopped on that tree, it would kind of bend and shake. And Jack and Mary knew they were in serious trouble. Jack said, "I think it's time to call my dogs. Bonnie McCabe, Doodly-Doo, and Sue Boy, your master's calling you." The dogs didn't come. "A chip on the old block, a chip on the new block, a chip on the old block, a chip on the new." Oh, my goodness. But then Jack remembered. "Oh, I forgot something important." He took out that last grain of magic corn. He threw it down. And as soon as he did, back in their kitchen, that glass of milk turned to blood. And their mother said, "My children are in trouble." She ran out in the yard. She untied Barney McCabe, Dooley Doo, and Sue Boy. And the three dogs ran into the yard. They sniffed. And then they pricked up their ears. And far off in the distance, they could hear Jack calling him, "Barney McCabe, Dooley-Doo, and Sue-Boy, your master's almost gone." And the dog said, "Master, master, we're coming all the time. Master, master, we're coming all the time. Master, master, coming all the time. Master, master, we're coming all the time. Chip on the old block, chip on the new block. Chip on the old block, chip on the new. Master, master, we're coming all the time. Master, master, we're coming all the time. Bonnie McCabe, Doodly-Doo, and Sue Boy. Master, master, we're coming all the time. Master, master, we're coming all the time. Chip on the old block, chip on the new block. Chip on the old block, chip on the new." The tree fell to the ground. And Jack and Mary were all tangled up in the branches and they couldn't get away. But just then, the dogs got there. And Barney McCabe jumped up and he just pulled that axe right out of the hairy man's hand. And doodly-doo, he knocked that hairy man right down on the ground. And Sue Boy, he dragged that hairy man to the river and threw him in where the river bends. And that's the way this story ends.